Chris on the line right now. Let's get him all hooked up. My man, Chris, how you doing?
Outstanding, sir. How are you?
Please call me Boone. Don't call me sir. I work for a living. But how are you, man? You got some pretty, I don't even know how to say this. You know, I got contacted about you, and I'm reading, you know, this quick bio, this quick information about what you want to talk about on the show. And quite honestly, it's so vast and so interesting, I think I'll let you do it. So what you got to say?
Well, basically, Boone, we're doing a sequel to a film that we did, that we released back in 2007 called Border. And Border was about our southern border. I started in 2005, and we embedded with the Minutemen, with Border Patrol, with some local law enforcement, with the activists. We filmed the politicians in D.C., embedded with the ranchers in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, California. And basically, just that film back 10 years ago showed incredibly unbelievable things that were happening on our southern border that most people still today don't believe. And I went back to the border this summer for a couple of weeks when they started having the surge of the children and the families down there. And the reason I went back down was because the administration was saying, oh, we never knew that the cartel would use children to try to, you know, overwhelm us at the border. Well, yes, they do, because I filmed that in 2005, and in 2007 I screened it for Congress and showed them. So that's just factually was incorrect. So I went back down to the border, and I'd like to tell you that after 10 years things have gotten better, but they haven't. They've gotten worse. And the biggest thing that's happened is years ago all the Texas border sheriffs were trying to tell the rest of the sheriffs and the National Sheriffs Association that what they were seeing on the border today, the rest of the country was going to see tomorrow.
And this isn't hype. I want America to understand. We're not talking about hype. We're not talking about doomsday preppers. We're talking about, and no disrespect to them, we're talking about real stuff. You know, we're talking about a real threat. We're talking about real infiltration. We're talking about real strategy and tactics to use against the United States of America. Am I wrong or am I right?
No, you're absolutely correct. And from a security standpoint, you know, I believe that national security should begin at the border. And when I see holes in the southern border 10 years ago, and then I see my government spend $2.4 billion to build a fence that doesn't work, and they knew it wasn't going to work when they built it, that's disturbing. Let me give you an example. John Ladd's ranch down in Arizona, 10 years ago there wasn't a fence there. They built 10 miles of fence on his property for about $3.5 million a mile.
Mm.
They've had 46 vehicles in the last 2 years of drug cartel-loaded vehicles punched through that fence. Border Patrol has only caught one, and the reason they caught that one vehicle was because it hit a ravine, the bag deployed, and they couldn't get the vehicle started again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. I mean, they put lights all over so you can flood it at night, but when the budget got cut down under the Obama administration, they took out the generator that gave power to the lights.
Well, I was going to ask you, we got 1 minute to break here, and I just want to kind of prep something. When I was in the military, when I was stationed with the 82nd Airborne Division, we did something called JTF-6, Joint Task Force 6, and we were deployed to the southern border out of New Mexico and out of Texas. We actually ran patrols on the southern border in the military, U.S. military operations. Is that still going on? And if not, why not? Because I know it was very effective. We interdicted a lot. But is it still going on?
Well,
hold that thought. Let's get it when we get back from the break. I want to know, and Chris is going to tell us, is the military, are we still doing our job down the border or not? The Tipping Point, Boone Cutler. Stand by. We'll be right back. I fought for Sue, I fought for your daddy and your grandma too. Honestly, over there, I wish I had died. A 21 gun salute. Back to Chris. We're talking about safety on the border. We're talking about border security. But check that out. Go there. We're going to put it up on the Facebook page right now. Nathan Fair. He's got a song out there, Fallen Soldiers of Warfighters, doing warfighter music. And I really like the fact he's doing this genre of music because we don't have a lot of warfighters there. And so that's a good thing. Go check that out. Back to Chris. Chris, back in the day when I was in division, we did have this thing called Joint Task Force 6. And it was a pretty cool mission. I mean, you actually get to carry live rounds. You're down there on the border. You're securing the border. We did interdict drug people. We did interdict illegals. We interdicted a lot of things. Is that still going on?
I believe they are still doing some exercise on the border. My experience firsthand, I can speak to, let's go back to 2005. I was on the border down near the Deming Station around Hachita, New Mexico. Traffic was coming through. Minutemen were seeing it. Civilians were seeing it. Ranchers were seeing it. And they brought in a striker brigade, and they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
About 2,000 arrests. I think they seized about $2 million in pot. It worked. It worked really well. Then they sent those guys to Iraq. When they were there, the ranchers felt safe. When they were there, the area was secured. Head on back to Arizona. You'll see in the first movie that I did, Border, I'm filming a group of crossers coming over our position with thermal cameras right on the border. And I think there's about 27 or 29 that first group. And they've got, you can tell the cartel scouts, they're dressed more in fatigues, and they've got front and back, and in the middle of the column, they're bringing these civilians through. Then we film a column of guys coming through that definitely have paramilitary escorts. They're armed, they're wearing web gear. And these guys were so good, Boone. At 27 yards away, they detected our position, and without breaking noise discipline, they split up into two columns. First one went up a ridge around us. The second one waited till the tail of the column got there, and then they did him out around the other side of us. I mean, I was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
A light didn't go on, nothing. You didn't hear anything. These guys were awesome.
Disciplined.
And you could tell that a lot down there. This is in the Altar Valley, south of Tucson, and you could pretty much tell by listening who was coming at you. If they're running and you hear cans of tuna clinking in their backpacks, you know it's pretty much the guys they're bringing in looking for work. If they're, like some columns I've come into, there's 60 or 70 of them, and they're double-timing through the bush, and all you hear is a slight womp, 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 and everything's duct-taped down, and they're not breaking noises. You know, they're carrying a load of drugs in.
You said 60, a column of 60 or 70?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is back in, this is like 2006. Actually, I'd pretty much finished the movie, and my wife wanted to see what was going on, so I'd taken her down on a mission down there. And geez, Christ,
you're a fun date.
Yeah, really, hey?
Yeah.
So, we don't have tactical security of a lot of parts of the sovereign United States. I mean, you can go down in the mountains in the Altar Valley. You can go to other parts of Arizona, and the ops they have up in the hills overlooking the valleys and the roads is just... It's pretty sophisticated. We'll get back to that later. Let's go back to what you're saying about military at the border. So I filmed these people coming in straight through us, and they deploy around us, and I get this thermal footage, and we give a copy to local Border Patrol. And the agent in charge says, hey, this is great stuff. We're going to use it at the academy. It's going to help save young lives. Outstanding. I get another call about 20 minutes later. Some of the federal government saying, Mr. Burgard, you realize you were filming in a federal animal preserve. You broke the law. If you come back here and do that again, you will be arrested, and we will take your camera equipment. A few months later, they put the Tennessee National Guard in that same animal preserve right where our cameras were. Unit comes, people cross over, armed, hit the guard. Guard picks up, deploys, pulls back once, pulls back twice to higher ground. And the opposing force gets all that there's... that there's a BP backup, and they go back into Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that National Guard was in that same area where my cameras were, those ranchers down there felt safe. They felt good. Those guys aren't there now. They haven't been there for many years.
Right.
So this is when I see stuff like that and I film that, and I see that we can stop this, we can protect our citizens, we can keep them safe, but we choose not to, that comes down to political will, and that's out of Washington. You want to talk about security and coming here. This isn't just folks coming from Mexico. I got a buddy 3 miles north of the border. All right? They're taking pictures of air.
Hey, Chris, if you're moving around, your phone's cutting out on me, man. I'm getting about every fourth word on the interview.
Boone, I'm not moving around. I'm on a landline. I'm sitting in my studio.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's Al-Qaeda. That's what's happening. They're doing it to us. Okay. All good stuff. How do people get to – tell me about the sequel to your movie. How do people find out about it? I got to kick you loose. I got to get Tyler on here. But we want to hear more, and I want you to come back as a guest at another time, because I think this is going to be more and more, not just people are going to be more concerned about it, but I think it's going to be a live issue sooner or later. So tell us how to find your work.
Beyond the Border Movie, tippingpointboonecolor.com.
BeyondTheBorderMovie.com. And go check out Tipping Point Boone Color on the Facebook page. We're going to put that up right now. And would you come back again and talk with us some more, Chris?
I'd be honored, Boone. Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too.
All the way. And